Burden to E.G. White. May 31, 1905. Glendale, California, May 31, 1905. Mrs. E.G. White, Washington. Dear Sister White, your letter of May 24th, in which you say you cannot advise the conference to invest in a sanitarium near Redlands, came tonight. Now the situation, as I understand it, is this. The people generally, so far as I have talked with them, are ready to put money into this enterprise, if they understand it is a part of the conference work, but do not feel free to if it is an individual work. They feel that whatever the conference is back of and controls will be carried forward in harmony with the message. But if such an enterprise were left to individuals to manage and control, they have not the assurance that it would be safeguarded to the message so as to warrant their placing money in it. I think if the conference would organize a medical department, electing a competent board to take charge of the enterprise, it would satisfy all parties. They simply want to be assured that the conference will be able to keep the work in line with the message. If it were thought best to organize on this basis, we would go ahead at once, doing everything we can to secure the necessary means to meet the payments on the property. No doubt a considerable part of the money would have to be at first in loans, as the present owners request $20,000 on or before January 1, 1906, in payments as follows. $1,000 we have already paid to secure the property to June 15, thinking that by that time or before the brethren would be returning from the conference, and possibly yourself and Brother White, so that we could determine on what plan to organize so as to secure some backing to raise the money. I hope you will not disappoint us in coming back this way, if it is at all possible for you to do so. If we retain the property, we are to pay $4,000 more June 15th, $5,000 the last of July, $5,000 the last of August, and the other $5,000 on or before January 1, 1906. The other $20,000 is to be secured by a mortgage on the property for 3 years. Now, in reference to going forward with the enterprise, we have moved forward so far on the strength of your letter of May 14th, in which you expressed your conviction that this was a place that it would be greatly to our advantage to obtain. We stand ready to do everything within our power to carry this enterprise forward, but personally we have not the money to do it, and must go to the people to obtain it. That which will give them unqualified confidence in its success will be to have the conference in some way back of it. Of course, they have every confidence in what you have written concerning it, but I know their confidence in its ultimate success would be greatly lessened if the conference connection were removed from it, and I am sure it would be difficult to get them to invest their means. If you can possibly come this way and let us have a general meeting at Loma Linda with the conference committee and the leading brethren and sisters, I believe some satisfactory plan of organization would be arranged to take control of the work. But if the conference refuses to have anything to do with it, I have great fears of our being able to rally the people to take hold. Wire me at once if it is possible for you to come this way home, and if you feel it would be at all advisable for us to try to hold such a meeting as I have mentioned. I am willing to do everything I can, but I greatly fear, if I am left alone to marshal the forces of Southern California without the support of the conference back of me, I would not be able to carry such an enterprise through successfully. But if you could unite your interest with us here in a general meeting, and then make a general appeal for help in starting this enterprise, I believe it could be made a success. It certainly is a wonderful opportunity to secure just such a sanitarium as Southern California needs, and at a very low price. We shall continue to pray the Lord to open the way for us to save this opportunity for His cause. In telegraphing that it must have the conference support, I had reference to what I have already outlined. If the entire conference back of this institution cannot carry the work through by the help of those who will cooperate with them, what courage could a few individuals have to take hold of such an enterprise without the conference support? However, if it is thought best for the individuals to carry our medical work, and the conference is willing to throw the field open, I think it is possible that some would be ready to engage in an enterprise of that kind. But I do not think the people generally would feel sufficient confidence to invest their means in a sanitarium conducted in that way. I realize that it is difficult to write and convey a definite impression of the situation. I therefore hope that you may be to come this way, so that the details of how the work shall be conducted and the money raised, the relation of the conference to it, etc., can be definitely worked out. Tomorrow I will wire you prices. Hoping that this letter will reach you before you leave Washington, I remain. Yours in the work. Signed, Burden.